Now I think everyone's here. Last night in meeting, we had two verses that, and I referred to another, that started with the word but, B-U-T. And I mentioned that in the Bible you have some of these wonderful passages where that word introduces something that makes all the difference. Last night it was in Psalm 3, and David was fleeing. And just want to get it right. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this, but, oh Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. There it is. But you, O Lord. And in the fourth psalm, I didn't call attention to this last night, but, O men, verses 2 and 3, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. And I referred to the one in Ephesians 2 last night, which was the memory work on Sunday for the boys in Plymouth Village, where it says, you were dead in trespasses and sins. You were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. We're raised together, life out of death. But God. Anyway, last night I said, wouldn't it be nice to compile a list of some of these passages? You don't have to get every one, but these are wonderful, shall we call them reversals? Wonderful words where God makes all the difference. Here we are lost, here we are fleeing, here we are in great distress, but Lord, you are my shield. You are my glory. You lift up my head. Here I am lost and undone, without God, without hope. But God, who is rich in mercy, loves me with his great love and raises me to life. Life eternal. Well, there are a number of these in the Word of God. I don't know that I know them all, but I said maybe we could compile something together. Maybe you'll find something. So in these days, it's just a little project I'd like to do. Help me with it and find a verse or two or three or four or five or six that, or a passage like that where that's introduced with that word, but God, but thou, O Lord. But let's do that, and we'll maybe one of the meetings down the road, we'll put them all together. And you got that? We're looking up verses that start with but, that where the whole thing is turned around. And you have one that you want to share.
I do.
Yes.
It's from 1 Peter chapter 5, and starting in verse 8, where it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Okay, thank you. There's one. That's the kind of thing I mean. That we have just that. There's the devil. He wants to devour you like a roaring lion. But the God of all grace, God is for you. And he's able to establish you, to strengthen you, to settle you, to bring you through, all the way through. Amen. Praise the Lord. He invites us to come to him. Last night in prayer meeting. Oh, so keep that in mind. That's what I wanted. Look some of them up, okay? See if you can find one or two. If we all found one, we might find the same one. That's okay, too. We'll just put a list of these together. All right? Last night in prayer meeting, someone prayed and said, Lord, you know the things that we're not saying out loud, because you know all about our deepest needs, and you know where our hearts are breaking. And that touched me. And I remember the chorus that we sing when we sing in the hospital. We go to the two hospitals to minister on a regular basis back at home. And one of the choruses that we sing talks about how we can come to the Lord and how Jesus heals the brokenhearted and sets free. And I thought we would sing that, you guys who come and sing in the hospital with me, or anybody else who wants to join me. Let's do it. And let's come. When it says, whosoever will to the Lord may come, that means if you want to come to him, you can. You're invited. Their wounds, to set the captive free. Now, if you sing it that nicely next time we go to hospital, that'll be great. Praise the Lord.